Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I'm your host, Joey Burgoyne, and we've all been, you know, self-sustained outdoors people sitting at home trying to figure out what to do, but one place that has really not shut down is the state forests and parks. I've seen more people on the trails, at the roadside, doing hikes along the river. All the state parks have been hitting capacity. It's a fantastic thing to see. So joining me this morning is Eric Hammerling, the executive director of the Connecticut Forest and Parks Association. Eric, a lot of things have changed, but a lot of things have stayed the same, and the forest and parks are a true staying power for people just to get outdoors and enjoy Connecticut.
Absolutely. I think we're all feeling a little bit sad about all the indoor activities that we're not able to do right now, but I tend to look at the positive side of things, and I think about all the great things that we're still able to do outdoors. Even though people have been encouraged to go outdoors in very small groups and socially distance, you know, at least 6 feet apart, and, you know, to use common sense for safety. Essentially, we have, 3,000 miles of trail in Connecticut, and 110 state parks and 32 state forests, all of which have given us lots of places to go and explore. So that's something that we've been giving a lot of advice on. Okay, well, when the big places like Hammonasset Beach fill up, where should I go? And we've tried to encourage people to go to some of those trails less traveled, but all those places are still there, and I would encourage people, even if they fill up, don't be discouraged. Find another place to have fun.
And that's the thing. There's so many. I mean, we're a small state, but I think one thing Connecticut has done really good is keep those trails and those parks available for families and people just to enjoy. I mean, there's so many state parks, trails. I mean, if you look up Connecticut trails and just, you don't know if it's a highway system or a trail system across the state. Very well marked. Great things to do with the family. And one of those things you guys have always done, and it was supposed to be in early June, but, you know, you kind of had to change thing up. And the creativity of, you know, the park and forces, you guys, everyone is being very creative. So Trails Day had to change a little bit. And I really like where you guys went with it. It's a little DIY. Tell me what happened with Trails Day and how the evolution became?
Sure. Well, every year, the first week weekend in June is when we celebrate Trails Day. And Connecticut, actually, this is a national celebration of Trails Day. And Connecticut has been for many years, and this is thanks to some of the great work that we and many partners have done here, is this is the largest celebration of Trails Day anywhere in the country. So we knew that in this new COVID world that we live in, We wanted to make sure to find a way to celebrate Trails Day and keep that tradition going, but also to do it safely. And it became more and more obvious that we weren't going to be able to do a traditional Trails Day, where we have typically over 250 events happening all on that weekend, and people will go to different places and be led through and learn about incredible places to go. And we said, you know, we just can't in good faith encourage people to do that all at once on one weekend. The positive is we get to extend Trails Day to make it so that every day is Trails Day. And we wanted to make sure to provide resources so that people could still see what are some of these special places to go. We actually added this year, many of the event leaders did video postcards to give kind of a one-minute, here's what you would find if you came to this site. We have all of those on our website at ctwoodlands.org. And we can now say, you know, here are 250 places to go, but do it on your own, do it safely. So this became the DIY, the do-it-yourself Trails Day that I think we'll all remember, but it does allow us to keep saying every day can be and should be Trails Day, so keep getting out there and do it safely.
And that's one thing, you know, I know this, but a lot of people, you can hike the same trail literally every day for a week straight, and you'll see seven different things, because a trail's going to change on the weather, the time you do it, the different views. There's so many things to just experience and take in that, you know, going to these different trails and enjoying it with the family, take a walk, there's, I don't want to say it's cliche, but there's always something to do.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, and that's the thing that really is amazing, because the trail itself makes the experience for you and for your family, and you're absolutely right, Joey. You can go to the same trail and see different things every time. You know, I love going for walks with my son, who now, oh my God, is 20 years old. And, you know, every time we go, we find new things to get excited about. And it's also, when the weather's really hot, I do want to emphasize that, you know, going for a walk in the woods is often a really nice way to stay cooler than you would be just outdoors elsewhere. So this is a perfect time to explore some of the trails that go through forests, like the Blue Blaze hiking trails.
And, you know, it's ironic because you can go, like, now is the time. Well, it's been for a little bit, but that lush green forest feel. And even at our campground, what I've noticing the mushrooms this year, I've seen more mushrooms, just little things like that. One day it's not there, and then the next day you have this giant mushroom. You know, there's always something to do, and the kids are just excited. That's the best part for me, is when they get excited about something like that. You know, there's always that learning without the learning aspect. They're not, you know, being told what to learn. They're choosing what to learn. And then you can take that, okay, well, what type of mushroom is this? Look it up. You know, we can do a little bit of learning, but still have fun outdoors. And I think that's something that a lot of families, with being cooped up, then they're getting outdoors, are realizing that there's a lot of stuff to learn about the outside that we just never had the time nor the desire to have to learn it, I guess. But with being outside now is an adventure. And a lot of people, I think, are really taking a hold of that and doing the trails and doing the walks and understanding that science and nature and earth, it's all around us. Enjoy it.
Absolutely. And there are certain things that you can do on a trail that you sometimes take for granted. For example, try being in your house and having silence.
Yeah.
You know, but then again, you can be walking on a trail wherever you are, you know, as long as you're away from traffic and, you know, a little bit remote, you can just stop talking, stop, and listen. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing. You can also look at things in different ways. For example, I was on a walk a few weeks ago, and the person we were with said, "All right, everyone, just stop and look up." Right. Normally, we're used to, as we're walking on a trail, you know, you're looking down to make sure you don't trip on something, or looking straight ahead just to, you know, where's the next blaze so I don't get lost in the woods. But if you stop and look up, there are really incredible things that you just, you know, a new look, a new experience is right there to be had.
And one of the things you guys have on your website that's pretty cool is the trail census. And we're not just, you know, making things up. Trail use is up dramatically, which is amazing.
Oh, absolutely. And it's so great that UConn, you know, started up over this last year the Connecticut Trail Census, which is actually doing measurements on various trails around the state to show how many people are using them. And some reports that they've come out with this year comparing trail use this year to last year, and this really shows and demonstrates how many more people are out at a time when perhaps people have a little bit more time that they would have spent at jobs or other things in the past, but now to help their physical and mental health, they are getting out on the trails in huge numbers. Earlier in the year, they were documenting, you know, over 70% increases in trail use from you know, last year to this year, and now it's been, you know, consistently over 50%. One of the things that the trail census also does, which is really important to know, is it shows you when trail use is happening. So if you've noticed that you're going to places and they always seem to be filled up or they're getting pretty close to capacity, you can get some tips from the trail census on what times of day you may wish to go for a walk, but you're going to be easier to find your way around. In fact, they found with their surveys that over 50% who are of people who are going outdoors on trails are doing it between 1 and 4 in the afternoon on the weekend. So think about, you know, just to go earlier on the weekend or sometime during the week, you are much more likely to have a pleasant experience and have the ability to be out there pretty much on your own.
And that's the thing. I mean, like we said earlier, depending on when you hit that trail, if you go early in the morning, you know, it's the life is waking up. You know, if you're there early in the morning, things are up and about, the early bird catches the worm type stuff. But there's a difference when you're there and it is, like you said, it's quiet, the peacefulness. And even sitting at our campground, and the boys are finally catching on to this, you just sit and listen and watch. You know, we have a little hummingbird feeder, and now that they've it's cool to see the hummingbird come over. We have this little bird nest in this yard ornament that we had gotten that is not a bird's nest, but the birds decide they want to make a nest in it. So nature. And it's those things that the Connecticut Forest and Park Association, you do, and your team, to let people know, and just the trail day is now DIY. Get out there. You know, the only thing that should be left on the trail when you leave is your footprints. Pick up, enjoy the trail, explore new things. There's so much information on ctwoodlands.org. Everyone should check it out. This, you know, you got the, we'll call it the issue for the state and creating all this stuff, the magazine you guys put out, the planning, the passion that goes into these trails. Once you're out there and experience it, I think more people and we're seeing this now, are going to continue getting outdoors. And there is nothing wrong with that, except for the bugs. What can we do about the bugs?
Yeah, I know. I wish I could say if you could get up or walk at a certain time to avoid the bugs. I mean, that is something that will be with us, of course. You know, you can put on some repellent and reduce the amount of bugs that you're going to have to deal with. Personally, that's one of the reasons why I love hiking the most in the fall, because, you know, the bugs are down at that point. You also have the views, because you have foliage and a lot of leaves both turning and falling, so you get those long-distance views. But, yeah, for the short term, I can't promise anything on the bugs, Joey. But one thing that you did mention that I do want to come back to quickly is you mentioned camping. And, you know, that is something that's kind of new relatively recently at the state level. As many people may be aware, the Department of Energy and Environmental Protection closed down its camping areas because of COVID in March. But they just did, on July 8th, open up their tent camping sites again. So people are able to make reservations. You know, they unfortunately are not able to do enough cleaning to reopen some of the cabins that they have in certain locations. But tents can be used now, as can our RVs, and people are able to get the camping experience again. They also recently decided that they can reopen picnic benches and areas to eat like that. Those have been closed down because of concerns, too. So there are more things to do as things start to open up. And again, we'd encourage people to get outside and enjoy it.
And that's the thing with this whole COVID, you know, situation going on, the virus, things are so ever changing. I mean, you can have one thing one week and another thing another week, but and I think one of the things people have done very well is take it in stride, in my mind, and everyone's realizing, okay, things will resume to normal. Things are resuming to normal. Things are going to have to be adjusted to resume back to normal. But one thing that hasn't changed is trees grow straight. The ground is still flattish. And, you know, get outdoors. I've been saying it this entire personal lockdown that everyone's going through. The greatest thing you can do for the virus and yourself is just a little sunlight and outdoor relaxation.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, fresh air and sunlight does wonders for not just, you know, your body, but it's your whole state of mind. And there have actually been a lot of studies done over the last several years really documenting how just going for a walk in the woods or being outdoors can improve your mental health and well-being. There's a study that was done over in England with a lot of different people participating, and they found that if you just have 2.5 hours of outdoor time during a week, that can make all the difference in terms of your how you feel. And it doesn't have to be 2.5 hours all at once. It could be, you know, half an hour here and there throughout the course of the week. But that will really help you to feel better, especially at a time when there's a lot of tension and anxiety. Getting outdoors is the best antidote I know of for doing that.
And that's one thing. My family looks at me like they don't know who I am. When it's cold, and my time is the winter and the snow, you know, me and the dog are the weird people in the neighborhood. There could be a blizzard going on outside. We will sit outside in a chair and just enjoy the snow. Like, when it's that quiet and you can hear the snow falling, there's just that peacefulness. And you can find that in the woods. You can find that outdoors along a trail, sitting on a park bench in the middle of a park, just enjoy it. And like you said earlier, you know, you love hiking in the fall. The Connecticut forests with the foliage, people come from all over New England to look at our leaves. When you think people are driving to look at the leaves that are in your own backyard, why don't you get outside and enjoy that for yourself? It's going to feel relaxing. It's going to feel tranquil. There's just so much things in this little state, this tiny little state, that is so relaxing, so enjoyable, so family friendly. CTWoodlands.org has so much information for people to get to. It's just chock full of information, you know. One thing was ironic. I was looking through the summer catalog you guys have, and I'm like, I'm going to print this. Wait, that's not right. I'm going to save the tree and download the digital copy, and this way I can sit outside and look at it on my phone. You know, there's so much. The DIY Trails Day, every day is Trail Day. You just get outside, enjoy Connecticut. It's a beautiful place. There's so much things to do. Joining me again this morning, Eric Hammerling, Executive Director of the Connecticut Forest and Park Association. Eric, I appreciate you joining me this morning. I hope we can get some people outdoors. You know, the DIY Trail Day, just take a picture of the kids overlooking a beautiful scene. There's so much to do at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer,
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Casino.
I'm Dr. Hrini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets uncomfortable. Banner civilizations, doomsday prophecies, and events that science still can't fully explain. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.